Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us post-holiday and post a few other changes as well. You've got some news for us, I understand.
Yes, I kind of wanted just to let everybody know, especially the gardeners or actually anybody who uses this, the USDA actually updated the plant hardiness zone map. If you don't know about it, this is kind of a map that lets you know when you can kind of be planting and stuff, when temperatures, what kind of zone we're in for the temperatures for things to be growing. So the USDA plant hardiness zone map is a resource many gardeners or honestly anybody use to aid in decisions regarding plant selections. So the map represents the average annual extreme minimum temperature for the certain location or and or particular time period. This information has been gathered over 30 years, and they gather that information from thousands of weather stations. So our new updated USDA map has just been released. So the last time this map was updated was back in 2012. So it's probably been about time that we do get a new updated version. So the 2023 map is actually more user-friendly and actually has been updated with the newer improvements of the internet these days. So it's actually more user-friendly and designed for the internet. It has better data and technology in the map to account for microclimates within the region where the zones may slightly vary from either a rural area to a more developed city and towns. So that's really neat. This gives you a little more information for your actual area. So with these new guidelines, actually Kansas has changed. So Kansas is now within the zones of a 6A to 7A. For many of us, the new zoning actually represents a change in half of the hardiness zone. So this could mean more options for growing during the cool season. So one thing you can easily do is you can look up this new 2023 USDA plant hardiness zone map yourself. The website is planthardiness.ars.usda.gov. And you can kind of look, put in your own zip code to see what your hardiness zone is. So I quickly put in Paola's zip code, and Paola is now in a 6B hardiness zone. So that's minus 5 to 0 Fahrenheit or minus 20.6 to minus 17.8 Celsius. So it's really a neat, interactive, new, like I said, new, very easy to do, to try and see what plants you can be planting.
Does the map take into account lousy gardeners as well as microclimates? Oh, this person,
no, this
spot has a brown thumb.
Out.
Oh, okay. This person here has a brown thumb, so we're going to put them in a 14 zone, and they should only plant this. Grow rocks. Asking for a friend. This sounds like a really great update.
Yeah, so like I said, you can access it online. You can easily just Google the 2023 USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, or like I said, the website was planthardiness.ars.usda.gov.
All right, outstanding. And if you're like me and haven't had enough coffee and can't remember all of that, but we've got some questions for you about, okay, so what does this zone mean? What are some of the things I can plant? How do we get a hold of your office?
Our phone number for the Paola Extension Office is 913-294-4306, and I'd be glad to answer your questions for you.
Outstanding. And in general, folks can always look up their Extension Office and say, help, what do I do about this? Because you guys are great about that kind of thing. All right. Well, thanks for the information. That's kind of neat. I didn't realize that they gathered 30 years of data. I suppose it makes sense. I mean, the more information you have, the more a complete picture you have. But yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You as well. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.